Are you running on empty?
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Computer Guys. Now I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin. And we're the Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next hour to half hour to answer all your computer and technology related questions.
That's right, Kevin. It's only a half hour now. It's hard to get used to that. I want to say that too. I want to always say 9 to 10, but 8:30
jumps out of my mouth.
That's right. We'll be here for the next half hour. We'd like you to call us up this morning. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'd be happy to help you out.
Or send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show. So go ahead. If you're having a problem and you're at a computer that still can send email, send us an email. Again, it's computerguys@whtc.com.
And we're not getting paid to promote this, but if you're sending that email from a slow dial-up connection, can get DSL for $12.99. They've been advertising that for AT&T.
AT&T, formerly SBC, and many other things. But yeah, $12.99, and that's a one-year contract, so it's about the best price out there.
And if you have SBC or Ameritech DSL right now, and you're paying, let's say, $25 or $30 a month, and they just renewed, you call them up. You should be able to get that $12.99 price.
I did it myself. I was at $20, $19.99, back when that was a great promotion, and it was about to expire. So they wanted me to renew at $26.95. So I called them up and I said, I would like to renew at $12.99. And they said, no problem. So basically the way that works is you just get re-upped for another year. So for most people, that's not a problem. You know, a year of good service with high-speed internet at a really low price, not a problem to go ahead and do that.
Kev, congratulations. We're the winners. We got some more spam in our email today.
Yes. What do we win today?
I don't know. There's two that ask us to claim our prize, though. Congratulations. Website lucky winner. Claim your prize.
Website lucky winner.
That's right.
Did we win a website?
Maybe we did.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
You know, I like those pop-ups that say, congratulations, you're the 1 billionth customer to our visitor to our website. Click here. You ever see that one?
Uh-uh.
I got that one the other day.
Yeah, did you click?
No.
Oh, come on, you should click.
I'm not going to win anything.
I'll give you a virus, free virus.
Hey, talk about virus. You hear about the Macintosh computers this week? Apple?
I did hear a little bit about it. I don't have any details about it, though.
Three new viruses came out this
week. Wow.
Three viruses for the Mac. That's why Josh is a little grumpy this morning.
Yeah, he just ran across. Maybe he got one of the viruses.
Computer crashed already three times this week.
So, if you have a Mac, do you know any details about them?
You know, I don't have a whole lot.
My guess is they're not too damaging.
I don't think
we've seen many Macs that are.
But just to put it out there.
Yeah, it's out there. So if you want to go spend the $300 on Norton Antivirus 2006 for your Mac, you can do that.
It's like $100 per virus to keep it off.
That's pricey.
You'd be better off to just let it get infected and fix it.
Probably.
Put the little CD in and hold the Apple button down.
Man, that would be interesting if all of a sudden spyware and viruses get targeted towards Macs. That would change the whole game.
It would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then we'd probably get like 10 more customers.
10. Just 10.
No, I'm just kidding. There's a lot of teachers who use them. I like Macs. Yeah. Actually, my dad gave me an article from the, Detroit Free Press from a couple weeks ago. Talked about the new iMac with a 17-inch screen or 20-inch screen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Being just 20-inch screen being one of the best new computers.
Well, there you go.
So
it's great design. I have to say that.
Oh, I like it.
Yep, I do too.
But I just wish, you know, if Apple allowed more competition. I mean, I know that for like a half year they let some weird companies down in Asia try to build some Apples.
Mm-hmm.
But if they actually allow people to try and compete with their hardware and software, I think they'd have a better go of it.
It would definitely increase their market share.
But they just sold their 1 billionth song on iTunes this
week. They did?
Yeah, 1 billion songs.
Do you know what that song was?
No.
I don't either. I'm going to find out.
Something by Coldplay.
Coldplay?
Oh, there we go.
All right, hold on.
Oh. Okay, well, you looked that one up. Let's go ahead and take this phone call. Good morning, Dennis. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Yeah, I called before about this problem, and I guess I'm just kind of dense. I have problems. For some reason, something happened, and I can't make the links. I get an email message, take me to the internet. When I click on it, it gives me a message that says that it's not available or something in that to that order. Let me see if I can get to one that.
Sure. It just.
You guys told me how to fix it, and I can't remember how you did that.
You said this was the one where you had installed Firefox on there one time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Now I fixed it when you told me, but there must have been something, some link I hooked up to or something that caused it to go back and be a problem.
Here's a quick question for you. What's your operating system? Is it Windows XP?
Yeah.
Try this real quick. If you click on the start button on your computer.
Yeah.
And either click on Programs or All Programs. It's going to be on the left side of that when that menu comes up.
Yeah.
And then you see, Kev, where's the set? You need to look for, it's probably going to be on the top where it says Set Programs and Defaults. Kev, you might have to walk and see
set
this.
Set Program
one.
Access and Defaults?
Yep.
Do you see that all the way at the top of the first column?
I see. Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you open that up, Kev, can you open that one up in yours? Because this computer doesn't have it.
It got set to custom again. Something did that. I have to set it to Windows, right?
Internet Explorer for your web browser.
Well, you can do custom and then choose your options. So if you hit that little arrow on the down on the right.
And so what this does is after you uninstall the program, for instance, maybe it didn't set it back. And so what we need to check here in this program is just to see if Internet Explorer is a default web browser, because it probably was Firefox before. The other thing, Dennis, have you tried going through a Windows update?
Oh, okay. See, I had clicked on the wrong thing, but now I open that caret and it says, use my current web browser. Something caused my web browser to switch. I need to click Internet Explorer.
Hit Internet Explorer, hit OK, and that'll reset it back to Internet Explorer.
Yeah, what caused that? Something, I must open something that just went in there and did that.
Well, you said you had Firefox on there, and when it uninstalled it, it may not have changed that preference back to what it should have been.
Well, you know, it's funny, because when you had me do this, everything was working fine until...
Do we have you do this one last week?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Oh,
yeah. And I went into a forum and I got a notion something in there took me to a website that caused it to switch.
It could be.
Try a Windows update as well. If you go to Microsoft's Windows update, installing maybe there's some updates to Internet Explorer that might fix it as well.
Okay, I think this took care of it again.
Okay,
thanks, guys.
Yep. No problem.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Bye bye.
I thought we had him do something else last week, Kev.
No, I had him do it manually. I didn't go this way. I didn't go through the wizard.
What did you do?
We went to Internet Options and set it that way.
Mm.
So, okay. The billionth song, Speed of Sound, was purchased as a part of Coldplay's X and Y album by Alex Ostrovsky from West Bloomfield, Michigan.
So what does he get?
Well, as the grand prize winner, he will
receive $1 billion?
20-inch iMac. Like we were just talking about.
Yep.
10 fifth-generation iPods. 10.
What's he going to do with 10 iPods?
I have no idea. They make great gifts, I bet. He gets five white and five black. $10,000 music card. Good for any item on the iTunes music store. That's incredible.
$10,000.
They also will establish a scholarship to the world-renowned Juilliard School in his name. Wow, that's incredible. That's a lot of prizes for a 1 billionth song. And so he didn't buy it as a song. He bought the album, and that was the one that happened to be the billionth.
So, well, there you go.
That's a pretty cool prize package, I have to say. Well, I think had I known this was coming, I may have bought a song.
No, I wouldn't have. It'd be like buying a lottery ticket. You're
still
not
going to win. I still would have gone for one song.
You're not going to win.
It's a buck, Dave.
I know, a lottery ticket.
But it's the better part is you get something for your dollar.
Until Apple decides to change their music format, you have to buy new songs. It's like saying...
Not the end of the world.
Well, I know. Let's not argue about that right now. We have an email here we need to answer. This is from Sam. Hi, guys. Why would I have so much trouble accessing some websites and not others? One or two are so consistently slow and others are fine. I've used Spybot, AdAware, Norton recently. And still is a problem. I have DSL.
Okay, one of the easiest things to do here, open up your, if you're using Internet Explorer, go to your tools menu on the top, down to Internet Options, and then to the Security tab, and when you get there, hit Default Level and Apply, and then go over to Privacy, hit Default Level and Apply, and that's probably going to fix it.
My guess, though, is that, I mean, if it's a major website like CNN.com, something like that, it's a problem with your computer. But if it's some odd, maybe a website that's going to be, let's say, have a slower server or maybe not as big of an internet connection, it might just be a problem on their end as well.
A lot of times this will do it, though, because if your security settings are set too high, it won't allow certain parts of the page to load. And so it'll come up really, really slow. I've even seen it with Hotmail. If they're set too high, Hotmail barely even loads.
Hmm.
So try this first.
So you go to Tools, Internet Options,
yep.
Security, and then the other one was?
Privacy.
Privacy, and just set those to the default level.
Yep.
And then hit OK.
So try that. It should do it. Otherwise, let us know. We'll give you something else to try.
All right. Well, Kev, do we have anything else in the news these days? Well,
more about the BlackBerry.
Yeah, what is it? I don't know. You know,
it's a patent.
I have not followed that at all.
I think
it's
a patent issue. I mean, I followed it here and there. There's something about somebody saying, hey, the technology that they're using is not really licensed for them.
Right.
So they're fighting about it.
See, since I don't have a BlackBerry and I don't really like BlackBerries.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan either, but there's a lot of people who live and die by them. So it's a big deal because if the service were to stop, people would be in trouble. Because there's so many people that depend on them daily. And so, yeah, I mean, that's why it's as big as it is. But basically, the good news is the battle of the BlackBerry may be close to a resolution. The not-so-good news, it may end up meaning U.S.-based users of the handheld email device may end up being cut off from their service. A federal judge in Richmond, Virginia, could soon issue an injunction of the U.S. sales and service of the wireless email appliance. The two sides have been struggling to reach a deal lately. Lately, the small Canadian company that owns the patent to BlackBerry technology has the upper hand legally, but the fact that the two parties have been unable to reach a deal makes it more likely that they will soon have to weigh in on the matter. So,
you know, BlackBerry's manufacturer, what is it, REM Research in Motion?
Yeah.
They're taking a big chance here, because if they lose, I mean, if they don't settle out of court, there's going to be a lot of unhappy people.
And they're done.
Oh,
If that fails, they're done. If people can't depend on them, it's over. So they better figure something out quick.
You know, that CEO might want to reconsider and have a little settlement before it.
I agree.
They had to pay, let's say, $25 million.
I thought they had something settled on. There was a percentage, and then they came back and tried to up the percentage, the actual creator of that technology. It was up around 8 or 9% or something like that. So, but hey, 8 or 9%. Yep, losing that's better than not having any more customers. Think about that.
Oh, they just had to get a new job.
There you go.
Of course, then you're going to still have a lot of unhappy people.
Yep.
Give us a call, 395-1450. The phone lines are open. You know, we didn't mention this last week, Kev, but Josh has been taking our shows and recording them and putting them on our podcast.
That's right. So the podcast can be found from iTunes, free download if you don't have it. And you can just type in WHTC and it'll pull up our podcasts.
Yep. You do a search on the iTunes music library when you install the program. It's one of the options there. And you'll see a picture of our building there and download it. And you can actually, I think it'll even download some of the old shows.
Yeah.
If you subscribe now, if you missed weeks past, you should be able to get some of those older ones.
We've probably got three or four on there.
Yeah, Josh
missed last week. We had a little problem last week. It wasn't really his fault, though. Something went wrong with the computer. I mean, I'm guessing it's probably a Mac issue.
Actually, I think it was a Windows problem. Not Windows. I think it's a problem with the software, maybe.
Software. Software problem. That's what it is.
So if you want to hear us, if you missed some of the shows or if you want to hear what we've had to say in the past, it's a free download. You can take it with on your iPod or any other MP3 player, I think, depending on what format. I don't remember. But anyway, if you have an iPod, it'll work guaranteed. So,
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. If you're not sure how you can do that, you can email us or give us a call.
just reading this article here on Lenovo.
The new IBM computer manufacturer?
Yeah, I'm seeing all those, you know, the former ThinkPad commercials.
You know, they're advertising Lenovo now.
Yeah, I know. It's still not, it's not ringing through with me. Lenovo, just, I don't think, hey, that's a good computer.
Not like you did when you heard IBM.
IBM, you're like, that's solid. Maybe overpriced, but it's solid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're really ramping up their marketing here in the United States. So they've got some new desktops as well coming out for small and medium businesses.
You know,
that's
kind of
their target.
That was always one of the kind of disappointing things from IBM was their desktops after about 1995.
Oh, they were terrible.
They just weren't very good.
No, they were slow and they never were cutting edge.
Yeah, and they were ugly. Man, they had some of the worst cases on those IBM from like 95 to like 2000. Oh, those desktops.
Yeah, they were pretty ugly.
I don't know who was in charge of that division, but they were not working overtime, were they?
No, they weren't.
They were cutting out before five.
So they look like they're really going for sort of the low end. Yeah, the desktop starting at $350 to $500 for desktops. So it looks like they're going for pretty low end here. I don't know.
They'll still have the ThinkPad because that was a solid laptop.
You think people will transfer over? And they'll say, hey, I don't care makes it. I just want my ThinkPad.
If they continue the quality. I mean, the ThinkPads were always nice. I mean, yeah,
they were solidly built.
Yeah. I always thought they were ugly.
I did too. But, you know, people weren't buying them because they were beautiful.
No, they weren't.
Most of those people buy Macs.
It's, I don't know. And the other thing, too, is they never had a touchpad. They had that little pointer thing on the keyboard for the laptop.
Even later, they didn't add the touchpad?
On a lot of them, they didn't.
But I've seen them with touchpads.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Or with both.
On most laptops, you're guaranteed to get the touchpad.
I think that I'm calling it the booger, for lack of a better term.
It's what it is.
I think that's...
I hate
it's kind of been
pointer.
Phased out. You just don't see it all that often.
I hate that pointer.
I don't mind it. I kind of like it. If you use it a lot, you get used to it. It's pretty fast, too. So, but anyways.
You like that one? All right. So, anyway, if you see ads for these Lenovo computers, that's what it is. It's used to be IBM. Now it's a Chinese manufacturer.
Yeah.
Purchased it. And
if you own one, or if you're thinking about buying one and you end up buying one, just let us know. Let us know what you think.
But here's the question. You can actually buy a Lenovo laptop in the United States right now.
Yes.
Go to their website and you can buy one.
I think so. Huh. The desktops I haven't seen anywhere yet. I haven't even seen the marketing for them. So I think that's pretty new. They're going to sell them direct, and I think they're going to have partners here in the United States. So we'll see. I'm not sure if you'll see them in any box stores. So see what happens. It'll be interesting, though.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I was asked the other day about what I thought about the future of computers and everything. And it's, you know, how just because it used to be the standard desktop would sit there and then slowly they had these giant laptops and then everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny now how it seems like either internet access or technology is going into just about everything.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you can get refrigerators now with internet access.
And TV. Cable TV. Built right into the door.
See, that to me doesn't make any sense. Who wants to sit and watch their... I can understand an LCD TV in the kitchen.
Yeah, the kitchen fridge. Or, I mean, the kitchen TV, they put it right in the fridge.
It just doesn't seem like it would be in the best viewing spot. That's the problem.
It was kind of low. It was just above where they do the ice and water in the door thing.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if you're 6 feet tall, you're looking down at it. And the quality of the picture was pretty bad.
You saw one?
Yeah, I saw one on display, and I was like, it's a good idea, but this isn't the best product.
Well, I think because the part of it is the convenience for people who want to, you know, watch TV on their, while they're doing their cooking, you know, watch a cooking show or whatever.
Yeah. Hold on. Or just have it on in the background, just for noise.
Josh wants to say something. He probably watches TV while he does his cooking.
No, I was going to actually say as a joke when you guys said that about, you know, the technology finding its way into everything. I was going to say as a joke something about, oh, yeah, you know, internet access in the refrigerator. And then you guys said that.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not kidding.
You want it everywhere you go.
As soon as they put it in your toaster, they've gone too far.
Yeah. Because really, you can wait 5 minutes without checking your email.
No. How about a cell phone with toaster functionality?
Ooh.
Because that's what's going on, is everything's being part of your, you know, cell phone.
I'm not sure we'll ever see that one, because then you got to carry a loaf of bread with you.
and a big toaster.
That's just not practical.
So, yeah, do we have any other interesting stories this week?
There's a lot of random stuff. Did you have anything in your little pile?
I really
there?
Didn't. There's a story here bashing Yahoo, Google, and MSN for being over in China and doing whatever their government asks for.
Yeah, there was another one, a debate about how people are split over that issue, yep. Whether they feel like they should come up with the names if asked or not. This is interesting. Is your cell phone due for an antivirus shot? So they might start turning viruses on mobile phones, they say.
You know, they've talked about that, Kev, for so many years.
You know who's talking about it, probably?
Symantec and McAfee.
They want to get in on the action.
McAfee wants to put antivirus through. I knew it.
We had a customer came in 2-3 weeks ago who had Norton on his handheld. First time I'd ever seen that. I thought it was hilarious. He's like, yeah, I think I got it as a free download or something. I've never talked to anybody who's gotten a virus on their phone or their PDA. That doesn't mean they don't exist, but it's not real common.
Yeah. And how would you even know?
I don't know. It stops working.
I guess if it stopped working, you'd know. But I mean, a lot of viruses just do silly things. So
yeah. Like, I don't know. Could be a big next target. My guess is in all of this, if you had a Palm-based one, it'd probably be more secure than a Windows-based.
You think so?
Probably.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Well, it's funny, though, because you can get these. I mean, cell phones basically are PDAs now. Even the more basic cell phones, I mean, they have calendar functions. Oh, yeah. You can store contacts. You can sync with your computers. All those different Hold on, Josh has...
Yeah, I had a question for you. You know, you guys are talking about how difficult it is to tell if you had a virus on your cell phone.
I thought you were going to come up with an actually funny joke, which I'll tell in a minute. There.
No, I'm actually asking a question right now. Okay. That's why I wrote down here, question, Josh, Mike 3.
Oh, that's question? I thought that was
It's a Q.
I thought it was for Q-Bert.
No, it's a Q.
Oh, so, say what you got to say before I forget this funny joke.
Right,
I had.
All right, I'll say what I have to say. You guys said there's some viruses around for the Mac. Is there going to be any like free antivirus for the Mac, like AVG? They should come out with a version for the Mac.
I doubt it.
I don't want to pay for antivirus. I really don't. What?
Make some.
But, I should just write it.
Sure, write it. Might not be any good, but you could probably market it.
Yeah, maybe.
There you go.
Hold on. This is what I was going to say. When Josh could have had a good funny zinger for
but
us.
But you thought about it.
But I thought about it. So when he said, you know how you can tell if you have a virus? If you have Microsoft Windows, that's what I thought he was going to say. And that would have been appropriate for a Josh joke. Yes.
It would have been. It would have been. It's too bad he can't claim that one.
I know.
Oh,
man.
But since June of 2004, there's been 150 viruses recorded that target cell phones. So they're out there.
Really?
Yeah.
That many?
That's what they say.
I didn't realize
there
was that many.
Tens of thousands of infections have been reported worldwide.
That would be annoying, wouldn't it?
But who? Who's getting these viruses? What are they doing?
I don't think I have a virus.
We don't hear anything about it.
Although my cell phone does have some problems.
So does mine, but I don't think it's virus related. That's the problem. Too much technology in a small device and things start to go wrong.
And then the other problem is that they keep changing the version of it so that you keep getting these new versions. It's like, well,
yeah, that was
cool. 50 is the old technology. We're
right.
Focused
we
on the 700W,
and then the 700P is going to come out in 6 months.
Our phone's not even a year old.
I know. It's terrible.
But it's still a cool phone.
It's still a cool phone and does what we need it to do.
Kev, we have time for one last quick story here, if you have anything.
Oh.
Well, here you go. I'll just say this because you have a little daughter now.
Yep. Why don't you tell me?
It's small newborns can be monitored by the internet at an Arkansas hospital. It's a big move for some of the smallest patients at a hospital in Little Rock, Arkansas. Tiny newborns at the medical center will be able to be monitored by their parents by way of the internet. Under the pilot program, web-based video cameras have been installed in the hospital's critical care nursery. The Angel Eye program would let the babies be on camera for 15 minutes twice a day. Kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. I did hear something about that before.
So I just thought I'd share it real quick. So now that our show's over.
It's kind of like when you were in college and you had a webcam. Your parents could monitor you.
Absolutely. Well, thanks to our listeners today. We appreciate it. Thanks to the call we got in the emails, and I think there were a couple we couldn't get to.
That's right. If we couldn't take your call today, give us a call during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. Again, we are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple.
That's right. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to another hour of the Holland Area's News and Information Station, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.